Okay, the United States says it's going to send F-16s to Ukraine, and a couple of smaller European countries are also either in on this now or about to move in this direction. So basically, Ukraine's going to get this supply of F-16s. Where to begin? This is just the latest in this narrative of super weapons. Like, this next super weapon is going to win the war for Ukraine because the Russians can't handle F-16s. And of course, a few months back, it was, oh, the Russians can't handle HIMARS. Or before that, the Russians can't handle Abrams tanks. You know, before that, what was it? The Russians can't handle artillery. Just on and on, endless nonsense. F-16s aren't going to change the direction of this war. In fact, Russia is looking forward to kinetically dismantling these F-16s as rapidly as possible, and they will do so. And here's why. Here's why. First off, F-16s are not very modern in terms of fighter jets. They were designed in the 1970s. Yes, they've been enhanced and upgraded, mostly with, you know, electronics, targeting systems, and things like that. Avionics, as it's called. But they're still the same basic aircraft with the same limitations, the same strengths and weaknesses that the Russians have trained against, the Russian Air Force. They've trained against these F-16 flight characteristics for decades. And so this isn't some new super weapon, some game changer. This is a very well-known aircraft with a well-known, you know, profile, strengths and weaknesses that Russia is going to be able to handle. The second thing, and this really matters even more, is that Western countries, NATO, does not have good anti-air defense systems. And that's because they thought from decades ago, designing or funding weapons development, the West thought that it would always be on the offensive. It thought, we will always have air dominance. We don't need anti-air defense systems because the enemy's never going to get aircraft off the ground and into the air and threatening us on the ground. And so the West, making a huge mistake, did not invest in anti-air technology, or hardly invested, and has now fallen behind by about 10 to 20 years compared to Russia. So Russia's anti-air defense systems are largely considered to be the most advanced in the world. And so F-16s that venture into the space controlled by Russia's anti-air defense systems are going to be taken out of the sky. And in air-to-air combat, by the way, Russia's got very long-range air-to-air missiles, long-range engagement systems that can be fired from their own fighter aircraft and that have already taken out a lot of NATO aircraft so far. And there's not much of a counter to that in the West. On top of that, who's going to fly these F-16s? Is it going to be Ukrainian pilots who have undergone a crash course training over the last year plus, whatever it is? Remember that very few Ukrainians qualified for the courses because they didn't have a sufficient level of English comprehension. So the pool of Ukrainian fighter pilots is very small. Official numbers have not been released, but I would guess it's just a few dozen. That's probably about it. So you got a few dozen Ukrainian pilots. It's not going to take long for Russia to shoot down those F-16s and take those pilots off the chessboard. And then what's the West going to do? Just have American pilots resign from the military and just say they're contractors flying F-16s? Is that what they're going to do? I would imagine they're going to try that, but it's nonsense. You're still a soldier for the United States Air Force. Just because you resigned last week and now your paycheck comes through Ukraine doesn't really make any difference, and Russia won't be fooled by this. Russia will see this as American pilots, or perhaps some of them are European pilots, but they're NATO pilots flying NATO aircraft and very likely taking off from NATO airbases. And those airbases, of course, will be legitimate targets for Russian missile strikes, and Russia has already said so. Because remember, F-16s have to have very clean runways. they can't take off from runways that have a lot of metal parts on them or debris of any kind or asphalt crumbles or whatever. You have to walk the runway. You actually have to have men walk the runway and clear off every little piece of debris before an F-16 can properly take off without having one of its engines blow up. Whereas Russia's aircraft are a lot more rugged and resilient, and they can handle runways in worse conditions, by the way. But F-16s are very fragile. So you're not going to be able to use runways very easily in Ukraine because Russia will just hit them with a missile every couple of days and leave another giant crater hole in the runway. So that means the runways that will be used will be in places like, you know, Poland or Romania, most likely. And when those F-16s take off from those air bases, then those bases are, of course, legitimate targets, which means that Russia is going to start striking those air bases, those runways. And especially given that F-16s can carry nuclear weapons, by the way. So that means that Western countries, NATO countries, are going to invoke Article 5. They're going to say, look, Russia attacked our military base in Romania, let's say, or in Poland. Therefore, Article 5 is invoked and all NATO countries must come to our mutual defense. And Poland is now gearing up for full-scale war with Russia. That's what they've just announced. They're gearing up. And they do have a significant land military force, no question about it. Much larger than almost all the other NATO countries, except, of course, for Turkey. Turkey has the largest, and Turkey is not going to send its units into this conflict. But Poland will, because Poland probably wants Western Ukraine for itself, by the way. So Poland wants to mobilize and get its troops into Western Ukraine so they can occupy it, and then they can take it when Ukraine collapses. That's why Poland is mobilizing for war. So, by the way, one of the outcomes here is very likely to be that Russia will take the eastern half of Ukraine, Poland will take the western half, and there might be some little tiny strip of land that is the rump state of Ukraine still remaining, but that's not even clear. Essentially, Russia and Poland are going to carve it up, is what it looks like. I don't think Poland wants to go into full-scale war with Russia. I think they're just saying that in order to position their troops into Ukraine. Because who wants to go into a full-scale war with the world's most capable nuclear power, huh? Nobody wants to do that. Russia's got more nuclear weapons and more advanced nuclear weapons than any other country on this planet, including China and the United States. So Poland would be suicidal to try to wage anything resembling a full-scale war with Russia. That would be absolute suicide. But again, NATO is trying to provoke Russia into a nuclear attack on Western Europe so that NATO can declare world war and Joe Biden can cancel the election, declare himself a military dictator, cancel the free press, and claim, you know, there's no more freedoms until this war is over because we have to put the war effort first, which is what Zelensky did in Ukraine. And the people of Ukraine are still living under that tyranny to this day. They don't have freedom of speech. There are no elections, and Zelensky's term has already expired. He's not even president anymore. I mean, Ukraine is a military dictatorship as of right now, and the people have no rights whatsoever, the people living there. And that's the model for what they want to do to Western Europe and also to the United States of America as well. But they need Russia to play along, so they're trying to provoke Russia with these F-16s. I think it's going to fail. I think Russia's just going to start shooting these F-16s out of the sky. And then Russia's going to say, okay, what else you got? What are you going to send us next? Some kind of new tank, some kind of new artillery, some kind of new rocket system. You know, keep bringing it and we'll keep blowing it up. That's pretty much what Putin is saying right now. And Putin knows that he doesn't want to get into a war, certainly not a full-scale war, with Europe. Why? Because it would weaken him relative to China. Russia is already weak compared to China. I mean, Russia's economy is smaller, its industrial base is much smaller, you know, and so on. Even though Russia's landmass is extremely large and Russia's access to natural resources is among the largest in the world, even larger than that of China. But Russia doesn't have the industrial capacity and the population capacity of China. So Russia doesn't want to get into a war that would weaken it and make China relatively stronger. This is why Russia is trying to really achieve its goals, yes, in Ukraine, you know, denazification, as it says, and demilitarization, and to take these land regions that it says belong to Russia, and where mostly the people want to be Russian, you know, the eastern Donbass regions and so on. But Putin does not want to wade into a continental war with Western Europe, because it would just put too much strain and stress on Russia's capabilities. There's no space for that. So I think what you're about to see here is pretty simple. The West is going to throw in all these F-16s. They're going to get shot down. And they're going to run out. They're not going to change the tide of the war. And they're not going to provoke Russia into launching nuclear weapons. That's my guess of where this is going. And ultimately, I mean, you already see Zelensky basically begging for an end to this war, saying we're running out of men, we're running out of resources. Zelensky wants this over by the end of the year. His military may collapse long before that, by the way. Ukraine is not going to win this in any kind of a military context. Ukraine can only negotiate an end. And that's what they should be doing right now, but the West won't let Ukraine do that. If Ukraine wants to have anything left, any young men, any families, any economy, any territory, Ukraine needs to dump the West and right now sit down with Russia and negotiate peace that can stop the killing, that can stop the war, and that can allow Ukraine to start rebuilding what has been destroyed. That's the only path of survival for Ukraine. Zelensky seems to be moving in that direction. NATO, of course, using Ukraine as a proxy nation to try to harm Russia. NATO doesn't want Ukraine to do that. And since NATO is still writing the checks and sending Ukraine all this money, then it seems pretty obvious that, at least for a while, Zelensky is going to do what the West wants. But he doesn't have much longer. His entire military may soon just cease to function or turn on him and say, nope, we're done. You can't just keep ordering us to our deaths. We're not going to proceed on suicide missions. But stay tuned. We'll see where this goes. Look for more interviews and analysis on my channel on Brighteon.com. It's HR Report. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon. Thank you for listening today. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at HealthRangerStore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water, you put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had, certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find
on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of HealthRangerStore.com. Take care.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.